The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, the raw truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and welcome to The Raw Truth. You guys have been supporting us like crazy. My Facebook is burning up the internet. We now are over 10,000 likes. Please continue to like the radio show at Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or you can visit my website, rawfoodexpress.com. I really appreciate you guys supporting the show today and continuing to support and to share it. It's absolutely critical that this information get out, so let's continue to do just that. Now, our phone lines are going to be open to you today. If you have any questions for me, you can reach me at 1-866-472-5792, 1-866-472-5792. Now, last week we were talking about the importance of the mineral sodium and the 10 reasons why we needed salt. But before we do that, we're going to go to I Didn't Know That, and then we're going to wrap up the remaining of the gluten lecture from last week, just a few things we didn't quite get covered, and then we're going to move directly into today's show, which is acid reflux, GERD, and heartburn. So let's move back and do a little rewind. Let's go back and talk about the remainder of the gluten protein. We basically talked about that it's a large protein, the body doesn't know how to recognize it. Because of hydrochloric acid being in the wrong pH, we get partial digestion. The remaining portion of the undigested proteins carries a positive charge, and the body doesn't recognize this. It's saying, oh, wow, here comes some protein. Oh, no, that's not, because why? It's undigested. Now, these undigested proteins are going to lead to things like irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, or ulcerative colitis. Now, they're basically all the same disease, guys, the same disease, just different levels of tissue destruction, more and more and more tissue destruction, and more and more and more nutritional deficiencies. So the final result of the gluten protein is basically malabsorption. It is the genesis of most chronic disease. And what we find out is that those little villi that we talked about before that are responsible for absorption, with proper nutrition, okay, with proper nutrition, those little villi can be regrown. They will regrow. And what the takeaway from this is you can't nourish your body by just food alone. We now know that. You must supplement. We're going to go into that a little bit more today in detail. So the take-home message for everyone is you may be one of a few people that can digest and absorb the gluten protein, but chances are you're not. So the sooner you can start a gluten-free program, diet, the more humanly possible, the better off you're going to be. So the research is showing that when we reduce and remove the gluten from our diet, our absorption goes up. Guess what? Those villi regrow, and now you have the scoop on gluten. Okay, now we're going to break away real quick here, and we're going to change gears. We're going to talk about my favorite part of the show, the I Didn't Know That. So based upon the topic that we have today, we are going to talk about the mineral chloride. Okay, now chloride is one of the 60 essential minerals. It's found in grains like wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And we already discussed the gluten protein with those, so we're really not real pro on getting our sources of chloride from grains. Now, we recently have added oats and rice to the list due to usually cross-contamination of other pieces of processing equipment. So we feel that the main source of getting your chloride is going to be from your green leafy vegetables. Number three, excessive sweating is going to deplete your body of sodium as well as chloride. Now, number four, it's very rare that you're going to see a deficiency in chloride, but it does occur. But when it does occur, guess what? It's a life-threatening condition, and it's called alkalosis. And alkalosis is basically when the blood becomes over-alkaline. And we talked about this, I believe, in week three or four, where the pH of the body is going to be between 7.325 and 7.425 in order to maintain that proper pH. And the proper balance of your blood pH is absolutely critical to life itself. Now, this alkalosis can happen as a result of excessive sodium depletion. Like if you're working out really hard and you're doing endurance exercising and you're sweating like a pig, if you're doing hot Pilates, if you're doing yogas, and even the steam room, folks. So you have to be very, very careful. We're sweating out these 60 essential minerals every time we sweat. And we now know that oxidative stress happens when we exercise 90 minutes or more. So we need to also keep that into the equation of mineral depletion and why we need to supplement. And I will always continue to come back to this topic until it finally starts to resonate with everyone, the importance of the minerals. Number five, hypochloremia. Hypo meaning low, low chlorine, can happen if you drink too much water. And this happens many times in addition, of course, to the dehydration when the kids are down on spring break and you hear about they were drinking water and they were having, you know, water contests or whatever, and somebody actually ends up dying. Well, there's a complete shift and washing out of the minerals, and so the body goes into a mineral imbalance and heart starts pounding or too fast, too slow, whatever, and many times sudden death is the result. Now, we also are going to see low chlorine levels when you see severe burns because of the loss of cellular fluids. When I used to work in the laboratory, and for those of you that are kind of new to the show, I come to my radio show with a 30-year-plus medical background. I was a laboratory technologist. I worked in the operating room. I studied bacteriology and chemistry and parasitology and blood bank and hematology, and on and on and on and on. So I have a very strong medical background, so I use some of that background to bring some of the information and examples to you to break things down so they'll be a lot easier to understand, because medicine can be very, very, very intimidating and very, very confusing, and that's the way the doctors would like to have it. But in any case, when I was working in the burn unit at Timken Mercy Hospital in Ohio, which is a Catholic hospital training hospital, I was in the burn unit, and I experienced firsthand that loss of the excessive fluid. I was going up to draw blood to take some samples back to the laboratory for analysis to see what was going on with this particular patient's electrolyte balance. And her story was a very strange one. She was pickling cucumbers, making dill pickles, in her bathroom, and had her pickling salts and things in her bathtub with gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of hot water. And from what I understand, she was going back in with a pan of hot water and tripped and fell into the tub and burned her entire body. And she was in the burn ward, and I had to go up and draw blood from her. And it was a very scary experience because of that loss of that fluid. Her body had swollen up huge, and when I put the needle, inserted the needle into her arm, all I got was liquid fluid. So I do know, and now you understand a bit what the cellular fluids can be. Now, number six, a chloride deficiency can happen when you have a sodium-restricted diet. And we're going to talk about sodium-restricted diets very shortly, because you're going to see what happens when we restrict the sodium, what else happens to the body. In addition, so number seven, we're going to learn today that it is absolutely critical that we have sodium in our diet, okay? Now, Let's switch gears here real quick, and let's start the beginning of our lecture for today, and then we'll cut to a break when we have to go, and then we'll come back and pick it up again. Now, the best way to understand digestion and the relationship to heartburn, GERD, and acid reflux is to understand that, first of all, today's discussion is going to be very counterintuitive to what you may have heard, what you may know, but in order for you to understand what I'm talking about today, we're going to have a little bit of anatomy and physiology. Now, don't worry. There's not going to be a test. I promise you. I promise you. Okay, so here we go. The human digestion is going to start in your mouth, traveling down the long tube in your throat, which is called the esophagus. Okay? Now, the esophagus is going to empty into your stomach. Then the stomach empties into the small intestine and your colon. But what we're going to talk about today specifically is going to be what goes on in your stomach, because that is going to be where your digestion is going to start. Now, if you were to look at the stomach looks like, it's like a big bag of acid, for lack of a better word. And if I could take a cross-section of the stomach, you'd see that the stomach contains a lining on the wall, and on the inner part of that stomach wall, that lining is impervious to acid, which is the hydrochloric acid. Now, if that stomach wall lining was not impervious to the hydrochloric acid, then guess what? It would eat a hole right through the stomach wall, through your abdominal cavity, and we would die. Now, the acidity of healthy stomach acid is between about 1.2 to 1.7 on the pH scale, and we talked about this the week we talked about the pH scale. All right, we talked about it needs to be between 1.2 to 1.4. Most people are in the 2 to 4 range, which means it's not acidic enough. Okay, it needs to be very, very, very acidic. Now, the next thing is, as we're moving down, there are two valves that we need to pay attention to. Okay, where it leaves the esophagus and goes into the stomach, there's a valve, and it's called the esophageal sphincter valve. But we'll call it the esophageal valve for today. At the other end of the stomach, there's another valve that opens and closes. And depending on what's going on in the stomach, it allows food that has been digested in the stomach to now move into the small intestine. Now, excuse me, the main function of your stomach is to basically chemically break down your food into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces in order for your body to be able to absorb them in the intestinal tract and ultimately move them to your, excuse me, to your bloodstream. This is how nutrition enters the body. Now, we've talked about the lining of the stomach being impervious to the stomach acid, but guess what? The esophagus doesn't have that same protection. The esophagus is wide open. Okay? Absolutely wide open. There is no protection for it, and when the acid squirts back up into the throat, that acid refluxes, okay? This is the true definition of acid reflux. Tell you what, guys, let's do this. Now, don't you dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and we'll be right back in two.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Join us for the third annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th, the premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes,
a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. Seven master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouthwatering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and welcome to The Raw Truth. Okay, now, before we went to the break, we were talking about how the main function of the body, of the stomach, is to basically chemically break down our food into smaller and smaller particles so that it can be absorbed by the intestinal tract and directly into the bloodstream. And this is how nutrition actually enters our body. We also talked about the lining of the stomach being impervious to stomach acid, and we also talked about, we now know, that the esophagus does not have that protection. So, this is a true definition of acid reflux, and the most important thing we have to understand is this. The esophagus has absolutely no protective lining to protect it from the hydrochloric acid like the stomach does. The chemicals in our stomach that digest food are referred to as gastric juices, for lack of a better word. When we swallow, okay, the presence of food in our stomach causes our stomach to expand, all right? Now, there are cells in the wall of our stomach that secrete a special chemical, and that chemical is called gastrin. G-A-S like Sam, T like Tom, R-I-N. Now, gastrin, when it's present in the stomach, it makes other cells in the stomach secrete hydrochloric acid, and it makes another digestive enzyme that's called pepsinogen. P like Paul, E, P like Paul, S like Sam, I-N like Nancy, O-G-E-N like Nancy. Now, when you combine the hydrochloric acid plus the digestive enzyme pepsinogen, you get a digestive juice par excellence, bar none. The combination of the hydrochloric acid plus the pepsinogen creates a chemical that's called pepsin. And pepsin is responsible for helping us to digest proteins and lots of other things. Gastrin is the most important digestive enzyme, and we're going to talk about it in detail starting now. So let's do a little visual here. Let's say we have three test tubes. One of them is labeled hydrochloric acid, HCl. The one in the middle is labeled pepsin, P-E-P-S-I-N. And the third one is pepsin plus the hydrochloric acid in the third one. Now, we drop into tube number one that contains the hydrochloric acid, some chicken fat. In test tube number two, we're going to drop in some chicken fat. And guess what? The pepsin plus the hydrochloric acid, within about 20 to 30 minutes, breaks down the chicken fat and emulsifies it, because we just learned that pepsin is what digests proteins, okay? Now, the first thing we have to do to get this started is we have to eat something. when we cause the stomach to swell, it produces that enzyme gastrin. Gastrin is secreted until the stomach acid is strong enough, and then the body stops making gastrin when it reaches a certain pH. The body doesn't make it any stronger than what it needs to be, because why? The body knows, okay? The stomach has a built-in mechanism to know when to stop making stomach acid. When it's not strong enough, the stomach will start to secrete more gastrin. Gastrin will then force the body to make more hydrochloric acid. The production of the gastrin is stimulated by weak stomach acid. And guess what? These weak stomach acids cause that esophageal valve, that esophageal sphincter valve, to relax or flux open in the middle of your digestion. That's not a good thing. Now, this valve keeps acids from flowing or backflowing back into the throat. And what causes that? Too much gastrin. What causes too much gastrin? Not enough stomach acid. I repeat, not enough stomach acid. This is just the opposite of what your doctor's been telling you, right? Don't they tell you that the heartburn is caused because you make too much stomach acid, right? Right? Well, how can that be? How is this possible to make too much stomach acid? It just doesn't happen. All right? Healthy stomach acid is called hydrochloric acid. What is hydrochloric acid made from? Well, it's made from hydrogen and it's made from chloride. Now, we can find hydrogen. We can find it in water. Our bodies are about 90% water, so we're doing good on the hydrogen side. But where does the body get the chloride from? Where do we get that from? Your body needs chloride to make strong hydrochloric acid. Your body needs chloride to make strong stomach hydrochloric acid. So guess what? It gets it from the salt molecule, NaCl, sodium chloride. It robs the chloride from the sodium chloride that's in salt to help make strong stomach acid. So my question to you is, on a salt-restricted diet, then it stands to reason that what? You're going to have weak stomach acid. Now, there are chief cells that are specialized cells in the stomach, and what they do, they're designed to squirt out stomach acid into the stomach. So if you're salting your food to taste and you have enough chloride in your diet and you're making the hydrochloric acid to squirt into the stomach, guess what? You need something else. You also now need, in order to accomplish this, you need calcium. So if you're calcium deficient, guess what? It's not going to happen. This is one of the reasons why Tums works, okay? Tums works because it's calcium carbonate. It neutralizes the acid that is forcing that valve open from gastrin, okay? So what's happening is it neutralizes the acid that's forcing the valve that is open from gastrin to close. The calcium forces the valve to close. So, if you're deficient in calcium and you're on a salt-restricted diet, then guess what? You have weak stomach acid. Weak stomach acid causes gastrin to be secreted. Gastrin irritates the esophageal sphincter valve, forcing it open. Your doctor is 100% incorrect. The raw truth of the matter is, it's 180 degrees going the other way. It's not that you're making too much stomach acid. I repeat, it is not that you're making too much stomach acid. Period. End of story. Too much gastrin relaxes that valve between your esophagus and your stomach. The weak stomach acid squirts up into your esophagus. Now, since we've been following this so-called salt-restricted diet, and we're doing this because we want it for heart protection, right? Guess what, kids? Heart disease has remained unchanged. Unchanged. But guess what? The antacid use has skyrocketed. So if you're deficient in calcium and you're on a salt-restricted diet, you must have weak stomach acid. Weak stomach acid causes too much gastrin to be secreted. And guess what, boys and girls? You now have heartburn. Heartburn, GERD, Barrett's esophagus, irritable bowel, all the same disease, just more and more and more tissue destruction, as well as more and more and more nutritional deficiencies. Now, Dr. Joel Wallach, who's the founder of Longevity Life Sciences, teaches this. As a result of him doing and having $25 million of federally funded research, 26,000 autopsies performed, 10 million blood chemistries, and histopathology. Now, histopathology is just a big old scientific term for basically what we do is we're looking under a microscope and we're examining tissues to study how diseases manifest, how they get started, how do they travel, okay? How are they transmitted? Now, 90 essentials are the nutrients that we need every single day until the day we are no longer taking a breath, okay? That's how critical they are. That includes your 60 minerals, your 16 vitamins, your 12 amino acids, your 2 essential fatty acids. If you don't get the 90 every day, what'll happen is you're going to develop nutrient deficiencies. It is absolutely impossible to get all 90 nutrients from your food. It's not just difficult. It's not just improbable. It's absolutely impossible. The vast majority of the 90 essentials that we've been talking about are minerals, right? 60 out of the 90. Sounds like 2/3 to me. Now, the only problem is, who can make minerals? Who makes minerals? Only God, the universe, call it what you want. Minerals exist in the soil or in the water from where they've been washed down. Okay? Let's do this. Don't you guys dare touch that mouse. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and we'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Join us for the 3rd annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th, the premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes, a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. 7 master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouth-watering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
How do you find out more about wellness? When we let our busy schedule keep us on the run without stopping, something's going to give. How is the balance in your life? Are you overhyped or feeling run down constantly? Is stress doing its part to control your life? Listen for Be Well Bites with host Jamie Relay. Our show is all about connecting you with the experts that can help you with living a nourishing and fulfilling life in small, bite-sized tips and ideas. Nourish yourself and tune in to Be Well Bites on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And let's continue on. Let's just do a real quick recap. We talked about digestion. We talked about gastrin. We talked about the esophageal valve. So now let's move on. And we just finished talking about the fact that the only way you can get minerals is minerals exist in the soil or in the water where they've washed down. Okay? So now let's take a look at selenium. Selenium is a very, very, very important mineral, very similar to calcium. It's known for its cancer-fighting properties. So let's take a look at this. If you're eating organically, and you're eating organically grown vegetables that are grown in some part of the country that has no selenium, then guess what? If it's not in the soil, it's not in the roots. If it's not in the roots, it's not in the plant. If it's not in the plant, it's not in you. Okay? So let's go over, we talked about this just briefly last week, but let me just go over. I'm looking at the USGS Geological Society, map for selenium deposits in the United States. And where the largest deposits of selenium, the rest being fairly void if you look at the rest of the other states in the country, we have Iowa, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Illinois, and Indiana. Now, if you were to look at this map, the selenium deposits are bright red, everything else, maybe some pink here and there, and everything else are then shades of yellow, light green, light blue, and then black as being non-existent. So I would say probably about, you have a 50-50 chance, not quite a 50-50 chance, maybe one-third of the country is going to have those selenium deposits. And remember, selenium is one of 60. So for every single map, there's one for selenium, and there's also one for the other 59. Now, you cannot tell me, boys and girls, okay, you cannot tell me that you're going to be able to get all 60 minerals in the soil at that specific location. There is no place on God's green earth that you're going to get all 60 minerals in the soil. Now, you're welcome to your opinion, okay, but you're just not to your own set of facts. If you are not supplementing, you are nutrient deficient. I repeat, if you are not supplementing, you are nutrient deficient. Let's do a little visual here because I'm a visual person and I think it helps to make pictures in our mind so this starts to stick a little better rather than me just going yada, yada, yada. Okay? So let's do a visual here. Let's say you have a gas tank and it looks like kind of like a cylinder and you need to fill that tank every single day with your 90 essentials that we talked about, okay? That's your 60 minerals, your 16 vitamins, your 12 amino acids, and your 12 amino acids and your 2 essential fatty acids, okay? Now, most of us are walking around with about, at best, a half a tank of nutrition, half a tank of nutrition. Now, stress of life is going to start weighing on us, and it starts to weigh on our nutritional reserves, and we start pulling down on those reserves. And the next thing you know, the body's down. Now, we talked about this, I believe, the third or fourth week about copper deficiencies and how the body is always showing us signs and symptoms. Well, the fact that we talked about copper and gray hair, we talked about the fact that gray hair usually comes somewhere when we're about 35 years old to early 40. It's the first sign of a copper deficiency. Well, guess what? Now that we know that there are 60 minerals and copper is one of them, if we're seeing our first gray hair, then we must be suspicious that we're missing the other 59. Remember, we're learning through this show how to start to recognize different signs and symptoms that our body is trying to show us that we have nutritional deficiencies that ultimately can lead and will lead to chronic disease. So we know that stress on life is going to weigh down on those nutritional reserves that we have, even though it's only a half a tank full. And then what happens is the body then starts to break down or attack itself. It's like the autoimmune. We've heard this time and time again. Because why? The body is always going to try to reach that point of hemostasis that we talked about, where it's in balance and in harmony with itself. And if we don't give it the proper nutrition, it doesn't care. It will just start to attack itself and start to break down. Now, as a result of Dr. Joel Wallach's research, okay, that was the $25 million, 26,000 autopsies and the 10 million blood chemistries and the histopathology, what they proved is that the majority of chronic diseases are caused by nutritional deficiencies. And guess what? They can be fixed by proper nutrition. The body needs all 90 to make that salt we're talking about, the calcium, the chloride, plus the other 88 for a total of those 90 essentials that we talk about. So, fill up your nutritional tank with supplementation, salt your food, iodize salt to taste because it contains iodine. The body needs iodine for normal thyroid function. Now, the thyroid is called the master gland of the body because why? It controls your body's metabolism. Your body knows and wants to fix itself. But what do? We go running to the doctor, okay? Now, your doctor is trained in something we call allopathic reductionistic medicine. And Dr. Glidden broke this down. So if you'd like to catch him again on the April 10th episode, he breaks this down beautifully. But I'm going to kind of walk you through the condensed version. And that is, your doctor is trained in allopathic reductionistic medicine. And what that means is they break the body down into individual parts. Now, don't get me wrong. Remember, I have a medical background, more than 30 years, okay, that I hold claim to that I'll tell people publicly. But it's a lot more than that. So I came from this community. I'm not knocking doctors, okay, and I never will. There's a time and a place for them. But when it comes to nutrition and getting the body to fix itself, unfortunately, they are not qualified. They're going to break your body down into individual parts, and you're going to get a medicine for each of your ailments, okay? Oh, you got a shoulder problem. We'll give you something for your shoulder. Oh, you have a blood pressure problem. We'll give you something for your blood pressure. Oh, you got pain in your knee. We'll give you something for your knee. Now, the problem with these meds is the meds are going to take care of whatever it is temporarily, but the side effects of the medicines that they've just prescribed are what jack you up. Okay? So let's get back and talk about digestion and see how these medicines are affecting our digestion. Now, here's a list of the protein pump inhibitors. Now, protein pump inhibitors are designed to clog up the cells that secrete that gastric juices that we just talked about. So now you have a stomach acid non-existent, okay? With a protein pump inhibitors, okay, your stomach can't even digest air. Now, some of the really common ones that you're going to see on the market, Nexium, Prevacid, Prilosec, Protonix, Acifex, these are the most common ones. Now, the second group that we have, these are what are called the proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs. These are the ones that are sold over the counter now, now that Prilosec's patent has worn off. It's now Prilosec OTC, which means over-the-counter, and Prevacid 24-hour. Now, your doctor unfortunately has it all wrong. They cannot cure anything. Why? Because they're not trained to cure. They are trained to manage pain, manage diabetes, manage hypertension, manage osteoporosis. So they're not designed or trained to actually heal the body. That's not what they do. That's like if I had a brain tumor, I wouldn't go see an orthopedic doctor, okay? And you can tell the allopathic medicine, these doctors have had reins and were sicker than ever before. So obviously their protocol is not working. It's not working, okay? So now that we know the doctors have it all wrong and they can't cure, all they can do is manage, let's take a look at how bad it is in the United States, okay? It's pretty sad. Here's some numbers for you folks. This will blow your mind. We have 100 million people per month, that are using antacids. Unbelievable, right? We have proton pump inhibitors, or those PPIs, which are going to be the ones I was talking about, the Prilosec, over-the-counter, Prevacid. These are the ones that are sold over-the-counters. That accounts for about $13.9 billion per year, almost $14 billion a year. And this is going to blow your mind. Take a guess. Worldwide, what do you think their take is, Big Pharma? Take a guess. $24 billion worldwide just in protein pump inhibitors. Now, let's take a look at antacids. That's $14.2 billion a year. Okay? This is big money for Big Pharma, guys. Big money. We believe that the protein pump inhibitors, or the PPIs, are either the number one or the number two largest selling drug in the world. So let's take a look at the top five here in the United States. We have Plavix, which helps to prevent blood clots. So does vitamin E. There's Nexium, which is a PPI or protein pump inhibitor. There's Abilify, which is an antidepressant. Okay. There's Singulair, which is for asthma. There's Seroquel, which is an antipsychotic. That's sad. That is absolutely sad. So the main goal is to suppress hydrochloric acid, the stomach acid, at all costs. And this is done using the protein pump inhibitors and the antacids. Okay? Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to very briefly touch on next week, we're going to talk about Alzheimer's dementia and the critical role that cholesterol is going to play. This is going to be another lecture, guys. It's going to be counterintuitive. So I want you to have an open mind. I want you to listen up, okay? And then you, of course, can go do your own research. You don't have to listen to me. But the purpose of this show is to bring these thoughts to your mind so you can check them out. There are options that you have in your health care. You don't have to go the traditional way. We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser, and we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Join us for the third annual Health, Healing, and Happiness event in Las Vegas, June 7th and 8th, the premier conference for natural solutions that embrace your whole body, mind, and spirit. We have 20 world-class speakers, healthy food demos, free classes, a vendor marketplace, and amazing giveaways. Seven master chefs of healthy cuisine will dazzle you with their mouthwatering cooking demos and delicious samples. Get your tickets today. To register, go to health-healing-happiness.com or call us at 702-772-9401. We'll see you there.
Find the healer within you. Listen for Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. Does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life seem out of balance? Often this lopsided outlook is what drives depression, and that can lead to illness and other problems in your life. Chella's Chat is a discussion program featuring guest experts plus your input. All together, we'll help you understand that there is hope. Tune in to Chella's Chat every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth with me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Let's spend a little time and do a recap, because this is absolutely critical. This information is so, so very important, because it is the crux at the beginning. It is where everything starts, because if our digestion is jacked up, we can't absorb the food that we're eating. The little bit of nutrition that it does have is not working for us. We end up with all kinds of stomach problems, gastrointestinal problems. So let's do this. Let's go back, and I want to recap this again. This very, very, very clear in their mind as to what happens with acid reflux, heartburn, and GERD. Okay? Now, we started off talking about that human digestion starts in the mouth and it travels all the way down that tube. It's called the esophagus. The esophagus then empties into our stomach, and then the stomach empties into the small intestine and the colon. And like I said, today we specifically targeted ourselves on the stomach, because the acid reflux, the heartburn, the GERD, all happens in the stomach. We talked about the fact that the stomach is merely a large, big old bag of acid. And if we were to take a cross-section of that stomach, we would see that it contains a lining on the inside of that stomach wall. Now, that lining is impervious to the stomach acid. If it wasn't impervious, then that stomach acid would then eat a hole through the stomach wall, through our abdominal cavity, and guess what? We would die. Healthy stomach acid is going to be between about 1.2 to 1.7 on the pH scale. It's extremely acidic. We then talked about the fact that there are two valves. So if you can picture this big sack, and at the top you've got your esophagus coming down, what connects the esophagus to the top part of the stomach is a valve. And that valve is called the esophageal sphincter, or the esophageal valve. Now, at the other end of the stomach, there's another valve, and that valve is called the pyloric sphincter valve. But our concentration of today's discussion is going to be with that esophageal valve causing the acid reflux. Now, the main function of our stomach is to chemically break down our food into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces, so that it can be absorbed into our intestinal tract and then ultimately into the bloodstream, where it's absorbed, all the nutrients are absorbed. And this is basically how nutrition enters the body, okay, being absorbed through the intestinal tract and then directly into the bloodstream. Now, we talked about the lining of the stomach being impervious to stomach acid, but guess what? The esophagus, or that tube that leads from your throat down to the very top of the beginning of the stomach, it doesn't have that kind of protection. The esophagus doesn't have that lining. So if any acid gets into the throat, you get the reflux or the fluxing, okay? This is the opening. This is the true definition of what acid reflux is. So the main thing you have to understand in acid reflux is that the esophagus has absolutely no protective lining from that hydrochloric acid that's refluxing back up into the esophagus the way the stomach has that protective lining that is impervious to the hydrochloric acid. Now, the stomach and your acid are called gastric juices, and when we swallow, the presence of the food in our stomach causes us to expand. And inside the stomach, there are specialized cells in the wall of the stomach that secrete a chemical that's called gastrin. And gastrin is present when the stomach makes these other cells secrete the hydrochloric acid along with another enzyme that's called pepsinogen. When we combine the hydrochloric acid and the pepsinogen, you get digestive juices par excellence, bar none. The combination of the hydrochloric acid plus the pepsinogen creates the chemical called pepsin, and that is the enzyme that is responsible for digesting protein and lots of other things. And I gave you the example about the hydrochloric acid and the pepsin, and the pepsin plus the hydrochloric acid, and then, of course, the chicken fat being added. Now, the first thing we do is we have to eat something. When we cause the stomach to swell, it produces that gastrin. Gastrin is secreted until the stomach acid is strong enough, then the body stops making gastrin when it reaches a certain pH. It's not going to get any stronger. It knows where it needs to be. The stomach has a built-in mechanism. It knows when to stop making the stomach acid. Now, when it's not strong enough, the stomach is now going to secrete more gastrin, which then forces the body to make more hydrochloric acid. The production of gastrin is stimulated by weak stomach acid. The stomach acid, the weak acid, causes that esophageal valve to relax or to open in the middle of your digestion. When it is open, it allows that hydrochloric acid now to backflow up into your throat. Now, what causes it? Too much gastrin. What causes gastrin? Not enough stomach acid. I repeat, not enough stomach acid. Just the opposite of what your doctor's been telling you. So, they tell you that your heartburn is caused because you have too much stomach acid. How is it not possible to have too much stomach acid? It just doesn't happen. All right? So, then we talked about hydrochloric acid, and we talked about healthy stomach acid is called hydrochloric acid, and that it's made from hydrogen and chloride. We get the hydrogen in the water, of which our bodies are 90%. But now, the $64,000 question is, where do we get the chloride from? We learned we get the chloride from sodium chloride salt. However, if we're on a salt-restricted diet, which is NaCl, where are we getting the chloride from? It's going to rob the chloride from the salt in order to make strong stomach acid. So when you're on a salt-restricted diet, you've got weak stomach acid. End of story. It's that simple. Now, those chief cells that are the cells inside the stomach that are actually going to squirt out the hydrochloric acid into the stomach, they need calcium. So remember, we've been talking about how minerals are always cofactored. So we know we have sodium, we have chloride, and now we're learning that we also now need calcium, okay? Because the chief cells are the cells in the stomach that squirt the acid into the stomach, okay? So if you're salting your food to taste and you have enough chloride and you're making hydrochloric acid that squirts the hydrochloric acid into the stomach and you need the calcium and you're calcium deficient, guess what? It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Digestion is going to be compromised. That's why Tums works. Okay? Tums works because why? It's calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is going to help to neutralize the acid and forcing that valve that is open from the gastrin to actually close now. So if you're deficient in calcium and you're on a salt-restricted diet, you have weak stomach acid. The weak stomach acid now causes gastrin to be secreted. Gastrin now irritates that esophageal valve, forcing it open. And boys and girls, your doctor is 100% incorrect. The raw truth of the matter is, it's 180 degrees going the other way. It's not that you're making too much stomach acid, period. You're not making too much stomach acid. Too much gastrin relaxes that valve between your esophagus and your stomach. The weak stomach acid now squirts up into the esophagus. But, as we talked about before, since we've been following these salt-restricted diets that are supposedly so good for our health and so good for our heart, heart disease has remained unchanged. But the actual use of the antacids, of course, has started. So that's going to be, if you have heartburn, you know that it's due to weak stomach acid. Too much gastrin is being secreted. Too much gastrin is being secreted. And now you have heartburn. It's the same disease. Heartburn, GERD, Barrett's esophagus, it's all the same disease, just different levels and more and more and more tissue destruction and more nutritional deficiencies. Well, folks, believe it or not, that's all the time we have. I apologize for that hiccup on the break there, but we'll fix it up. And I appreciate you spending time with me today. I sure hope you learned something. Let's do this again next week, and now you go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.